Hello, everybody. I'm here, actually not on video for a change, just recording this podcast episode kind of as an update because I know I've been missing in action lately. And I wanted to just kind of speak from my heart about everything. And you know what? Maybe I will record this for the camera, just so my YouTube people can see what's going on. This is literally how impromptu this is that I just turned this on. I know I need to make a video and I need to upload an episode, so why the fuck not do it right now? This is completely like raw truth right here. I have been in a weird funk of a place lately. So that's been happening. It's been really a depression, really. There's no other way that I could put it. I've been depressed. I've been in a funk. It's, you know, like, it feels like there's no out, at the moment. And so that's where I'm at. And, whoa. And I've gone into, like, kind of just like a reclusive state, but not at first it wasn't in a bad way. Now I'm just like processing all of my feelings and stuff like that. And I know that I come on here and I preach positivity, and I preach ways to alleviate the anxiety. And I've been doing certain things, meditating, going on drives, doing things that calm me down when I feel the anxiety coming or whatever. But that doesn't take away from the fact that I'm at where I'm at, you know? And I wanted to speak on that. I wanted to talk about it, and this might be all over the place, but I want to talk about it. Because I think this is a learning experience. And here's the thing. If I'm being completely raw, real, honest with everybody watching, listening, I feel, this is like depression, I feel like I'm in a tunnel and I can't see the other side. And what helps me get through this situation, what helps me get through depression every single time it hits, for whatever reason it hits, you know, what helps me get through is knowing that that depression is a tunnel. That every single time it's reared its ugly head, it's gotten better. Depression, like anything else in life, is a temporary thing. It is something that feels permanent. It's something that feels end all be all, especially when you're in the crux of it. And right now I am in the crux of it. I know for sure from experience that I am in the worst part of it right now. The lack of motivation, the lack of sleep, I haven't eaten in 3 days, you know, that type of shit. Like, I know that I'm in the crux of it, but I also know that it's not a permanent thing. This feeling is not permanent. Especially if it's a situational depression. If it's a depression, even as obviously a seasonal depression will pass, you know? If you're clinically depressed, major depressive disorder, that's a different story. But if you're, I get situationally depressed. Things happen in my life, maybe things don't happen in my life. And it really bogs me down and makes me, because I feel like it's like, again, I'm an empath. Because I feel so deeply the way that I feel, when certain things happen, it hits me hard. And that's just who the fuck I've always been. It's who I will always be. And I've learned to just roll with it and go with it and flow with it. And when it comes, try my hardest to not. I can't get my ring off my finger now. Try my hardest to not spiral out of control and to lean on my support system. And, you know, I was talking to. I've been talking to a lot of friends lately. That's another thing, is just making sure that you're keeping in touch with people, you know, people that make you feel like you're surrounded by people, you know, especially in depression. It's easy to isolate, it's easy to stay in this hole, your safe space, whatever it is, and not move and not get dressed and not make your bed. Listen, I haven't made my bed. One of my huge things is having a routine. And I've been so depressed lately that I get out of bed and just leave my bed unmade. And, you know, and it's like my mother and I have this kind of agreement. Like, she knows where I'm at right now emotionally, and she knows she's happy if I just get out of bed. So, she doesn't get pissed off that I don't make my bed. But either way, you know, sometimes when you're depressed, especially in the crux of it, you can feel as though it's energy to just simply shower and eat a meal. And if that is the best that you can do, a lot of people have been telling me this same thing, and I'm gonna say it to you. Have mercy on yourself. You know what I mean? Like, know that it's okay. It's okay if that is the only thing that you were able to do today. Because things, again, like life, it's a progression, you know? Things progress, especially if it's a situational depression. If you're grieving the loss of somebody, whether that's the loss of a relationship, the loss of a person in your life that passed away, the loss of a best friend, whatever it is, if you're grieving a loss of somebody, that sort of depression is progression, most of the time. It doesn't feel like it when you're in the midst of it, because you're stuck in your thoughts and you're stuck in this place of like, what do I do now? I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know how to, whatever, you know? And depending on your situation, there could be other anxiety-provoking thoughts. You know, everybody's situation is different. The best thing to do, and this is what I've been literally relying on in order to have a night's sleep, meditation. I literally meditate every single night in order to fall asleep, anxiety-free. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, my phone is right near me, and I turn the fucking thing back on, and I fucking meditate myself right back to sleep. If you Google sleep talk down meditation, things pop up. And I think it's Jason Stevenson is probably the best one. And he'll put you to sleep in 3 seconds. I swear to God, it's like a fucking, I don't even know what voodoo it is, but he fucking puts you to sleep right away. You lose interest. You know, everybody knows what most people know what depression feels like. You lose interest in the things that you once loved. You lose interest in doing things, you know, going out and doing things. You just lose interest in fucking life in general. And I'm in a place right now, not a dark place, like in the sense that I'm not having intrusive thoughts. I'm not having anything like that. It's just very crippling, almost anxiety. And like I said, it's affected my eating patterns, it's affected my sleep patterns, it's affecting many things in my life at this point. Finding healthy distractions. For those of you who don't know, I have taken up smoking cigarettes again. Not a healthy distraction, but it's one of my vices that I go to. You know, nicotine is one of my things that I go to when I'm fucking depressed. And so leave me the fuck alone. I'm not on here right now to preach. I'm on here as a human being going through what I'm going through, you know, depression. And I've been depressed, by the way. Like, I've been in a depression probably for the last 3 months. I've been depressed. I just haven't wanted to come out and say it because everybody fucking speculates. What is she depressed about? What is this? What is that? It's nobody's business what I'm depressed about. I'm depressed, and that's it, you know? And people who have my number know that it's hit or miss with me. I may answer, I may not answer. I may stay in on the weekends. I may hang out with my friends. You know what I mean? I am navigating through it. I see depression now, in my experience, because I've always dealt with depression. I see depression now as not an end all be all, but rather a journey that you navigate through. And there is a destination, and the destination is normalcy, at least in my experience. You know, I can't speak for everybody's experience, but if you really, really try to push through as best as you possibly can, right? There are going to be people out there who are going to be like, you know, well, you're not helping yourself and this and that, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is they come with you and say. If you're pushing through in any way, shape, or form when it comes to depression, that's enough. That is enough. Biologically, in the brain, something fucking happens. I don't know the details, but biologically, something happens and causes your, like, literally, your energy is just depleted. And, it's tough. Your focus goes, your motivation goes, your appetite goes. Your sleep patterns are fucked. You know, it's all of these things. Your thoughts go, you know. And the best thing that I can say, what has genuinely helped me, besides my support system, besides the people in my life that I know I'm fucking grateful for, what's been helping me is literally meditation and going for drives. Literally, when I'm feeling like shit and I want to run away from my thoughts, I go for a drive. I think I drive so much when I'm upset that now I've conditioned myself to feel better when I'm in the car for some reason. Like, the minute I get behind the fucking wheel and I'm driving down on an open road on, you know, the highway by me, I automatically feel better. I don't know what it is, especially if it's a fucking nice day. Roll the windows down, like, and you just gotta continue to tell yourself that it will not last. like the feeling of depression, if it's crazy. It's crazy because it feels so final. It feels so, this is never going to end. This feeling's never going to go away. But if you're, especially if you've dealt with it before in the past, you got to know that you got through it in the past, you know, whatever it was that was causing your depression in the past, well, you eventually reached a point where you were okay. And so now here you are again. And you got to know that you'll eventually reach a point again where you'll be okay. And you grow, you know, you grow. This is the time I feel to grow. I know the last time I was depressed, was because of my breakup with my ex, and I was in this dark place, the same feeling, and, I felt like it was never going to go away, but through that, through all of that, I got through it with therapy, with my support system, with the people in my life that care about me. When I think, I'm emotional too. I got my period, so bear with me. But when I think of the people in my life who are there for me and who have always been, like, I could literally, I went for a drive with one of my friends before, and I just drove to the beach, and I picked her up, and I was like, we're just driving, we're just going for a drive, I just need a friend, and we're going for a drive. So I picked her up, and I asked her, it's so funny when I think about it, her name, Jamie, she's been on the podcast, when I think about it, the last time I was this depressed, she was there, and she watched the whole thing happen. So I looked at her, and I was like, it's so funny. I was like, was I this bad the last time I was depressed? And she's like, yes, yes, you were. She's like, no, you were literally the same way. I'm like, great, okay, just making sure. But when you have friends like that, who can just be there for you, just be another body in a seat sitting next to you. You know, it gives you a different perspective, you know. I'm a strong person. Even in my depression, I'm a strong person, and I know that I have no, that giving up, being, you know, succumbing to this feeling, right? It's just not an option for me. And so there are days that, like this week hasn't been the best week, not gonna lie. But then there are days that I'm sitting on a FaceTime call with two of my friends, goofing off for 2-3 hours, talking shit. And I get to take a step back and be grateful for what I do have. You know, a lot of the times when you're depressed, you only see the bad. You can only see the bad things happening around you or in your head. You know, it's a very in your head thing. You know, you can only hear the voices in your head. You can only replay certain things, like whatever it is, you know. But when you're present in the moment and you can look around and be like, damn, like, I'm thankful for this person, I'm thankful for that person, I'm thankful for these two people, like, you know what I mean? I have so much in my life to be thankful for. I'm getting emotional. And like when you feel like today was a rough day. And I woke up and I got out of bed. And it took a while for me to get showered and get dressed and get ready. But I did. And I looked pretty fucking decent too, if I must say so, my goddamn self. And even that made me feel a lot better, you know. I know what I have to do. I know that I shouldn't just stay in my pajamas and feel like a piece of shit. Because when you feel like a fucking bum, when you look like a bum, you feel like a bum and vice versa, right? So I know that, like, I gotta dress. I gotta get dressed. I gotta continue getting my hair cut the way that I like getting my hair cut. I gotta take care of myself in that way in order to, it's part of the process. It's part of the feeling better process, right? But today I felt shitty. Really shitty. And you know what? I'm not too afraid to reach out to people in my circle, people in my near, that are near to me, and go see them and sit with them and hang out with them. So I literally went to one of my friends' houses. I hung out at her house with her kids, and we just bullshitted and smoked a couple of cigarettes and played with her kid. And then when I was done there, I knew, like, I'm not ready to go home. I'm not ready to be in my thoughts at home. So I texted another friend, and I was like, yo, what are you doing? And she was like, nothing. I'm like, you're coming for a ride with me. And just like that, like, she was there, you know? So it's nice to know that you have people around you. And we all do. We all, sometimes in a depression, you don't realize it, right? It's hard to see it. It's hard to feel it. But we all have at least one fucking person that we can call up and we'll be right there, you know? And I am truly fucking grateful for the people who have been around me this particular week, the people who have just been there, whether they realized they were there or not, you know. I don't know how long this is gonna be. I know I haven't been on here for a while, and I apologize. And that's why I wanted to come make this. I may be in and out, you know, it depends. It depends on how I feel. So I do just ask for everybody's patience and understanding. You know, I've dealt with this before in the past. I've dealt with depression before in the past. So this is nothing new. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for anything other than to take accountability for myself and my mental health. And that first and foremost comes first. I mean, duh. And then everything else, you know, and I promise you that this is the process. I promise you that sooner or later, I will be in a better place. And you'll get more content from me. I cannot put that type of pressure on myself. I gotta go with the feeling. Tonight, this is what I felt. I felt like literally turning my fucking iPad on and recording this podcast from my phone because I don't have the energy to set shit up. And that's just literally what it comes down to. You know what I mean? So, y'all gotta bear with me, but I'm here, and I'm genuinely trying to push through. And that's that. That is that. I wanted to come on here and be like completely transparent, honest. Please, for the love of fucking Jesus Christ, I do not need people speculating about my life, about what's going on in my life. At the end of the day, I share what I want to share with you guys, and I feel what I share is enough. Nobody needs to be digging into what it is that's making me feel this way. I'm sure whatever you guys are speculating is wrong anyway. I'm 100% sure of it. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows fully my life. You guys only know what I choose to show you. And again, like I said, it's a lot what I choose to show you, but there are personal things that are personal to me that nobody needs to know or speculate about, okay? So if you're watching this right now, if you're watching this video, if you're listening to this episode, I don't need the speculation army coming and fucking, trying to put puzzle pieces together. Like, just stop. Cause the shit's just gonna annoy me, okay? And I don't just don't need that type of energy in my life. I put my shit out there to be a voice, right? That is my purpose in life, and I wouldn't be me if I wasn't completely transparent, especially on this podcast, where I talk about all of these things and mental health and personal growth and all of this stuff. I wouldn't be me if I came on and just pretended that everything was okay, or just pretended like I was on some sort of fucking vacation for the next however long if I don't post. You'll see some shit from me, I promise. I do, I promise. But I wouldn't be Tori. This would not be the Tori Franco show if I didn't come on here and just spill the realness. You know what I'm saying? But just because I'm spilling realness about a very vulnerable place that I'm at in my life right now, okay, does not mean or give anybody permission to try to detective into my life, okay? Like I said, we don't need none of that here. So if you're listening to this with ill intent, please just fuck off and leave me alone for right now, okay? I just don't need chitter chatter. What is Tori depressed about? Oh my God, what happened? Did something happen here? Did something happen there? Again, whatever it is you're speculating about, I promise it's not what you think, okay? So just keep that in mind. What is this? Episode 42. This is episode 42. I'm gonna try to do at least one episode a week. I wanted to do two, but again, I was so motivated, and I know I was so fucking motivated, and then depression. So I'm gonna try my hardest to do one episode a week. The days might be sporadic. I apologize. It's really, I'm just going off of my feelings. That's it. That's that. I am going to end this here. This is a very short episode. Thank you guys for listening. am so incredibly, you don't understand how fucking grateful I am to each and every single one of you guys listening, watching, my patrons on Patreon. I will never repay everything that you guys have given to me and done for me and continue to do. Your love, your support, your positivity, your words, your gifts, everything, just everything that you guys do. It's one of the things and one of the reasons why I will forever continue to push forward in life, no matter what fucking life throws at me. And I hope that you all realize that. That I'm here for you because you guys are here for me. And I appreciate it. And none of it goes unnoticed, unappreciated, even if you message me and I don't answer the message or something like that. Just know that I see it, and I see that, you know, I see that people can see that I'm depressed or going through some shit. Like, I see that, and people are concerned and everything like that, and I get that. The best that I can say is that this too shall pass, you know? That's really it. That's the only thing I can fucking say. And if you're going through depression as well, this too shall pass. So, like I said, thank you for everything that you guys have done, for everything you guys will continue to do and have been. I cannot say thank you enough. Until next time, peace out, everybody.